Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
The Conqueror, released in 1956, is often remembered as one of Hollywood's most notorious failures. Starring John Wayne as Mongolian leader Genghis Khan, the film was an ambitious historical epic produced by Howard Hughes. Despite its big-budget production and a cast that included Susan Hayward and Pedro Armendariz, the movie was critically panned and remains infamous for its questionable casting choices, misguided storytelling, and tragic real-life consequences. This is Real Disasters, The Conqueror. From the outset, The Conqueror faced skepticism over its casting. John Wayne, a quintessential American cowboy, was an unlikely choice to play Genghis Khan. Critics and audiences alike struggled to accept Wayne in the role, with his distinct drawl and Western demeanor clashing with the historical character he was meant to portray. The attempt to transform Wayne into a Mongol warlord, complete with heavy makeup and exaggerated dialogue, bordered on the absurd, undermining the film's credibility. The script and direction further compounded the movie's problems. The dialogue, filled with stilted and melodramatic lines, lacked authenticity and gravitas. Director Dick Powell struggled to balance the film's grandiose ambitions with coherent storytelling, resulting in a disjointed narrative that failed to engage viewers. The pacing was uneven, and the emotional beats fell flat, making it difficult for audiences to invest in the characters or their journey. Adding to the film's woes was its tone, which wavered awkwardly between serious historical drama and campy spectacle. While the production spared no expense on lavish sets and costumes, the visuals couldn't compensate for the film's lack of depth or its failure to bring Genghis Khan's story to life in a meaningful way. The result was a movie that felt hollow and unconvincing, despite its grand ambitions. The Conqueror also became infamous for its tragic off-screen legacy. Filmed near St. George, Utah, the production took place downwind from a nuclear testing site. In the years that followed, an alarming number of cast and crew members, including John Wayne and Susan Hayward, developed cancer. While it is impossible to establish a direct causal link, the circumstances fueled speculation and cast a long shadow over the film's history, making it a grim reminder of the potential consequences of environmental negligence. When The Conqueror was released, it was met with scathing reviews and performed poorly at the box office. Howard Hughes, deeply embarrassed by the film's failure, reportedly spent years buying up all available copies to prevent it from being seen. Despite his efforts, The Conqueror gained a reputation as one of the worst films ever made, often cited as a cautionary tale about hubris and miscasting in Hollywood. Today, The Conqueror stands as a reminder of the risks of prioritizing star power and spectacle over authenticity and thoughtful storytelling. While its failure was a significant blow to those involved, it has also become a piece of cinematic history, remembered more for its controversies and unintended consequences than for its artistic merit.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.